Welcome back to another edition of the PBR Minute. Nick Frazier alongside Nashville Stampede head coach Justin McBride. Coming off the Stampede days here in Nashville, Justin, what'd you think about the weekend overall?
It was a good weekend. You know, it's you've heard me say it 100 times. There's not another event in the league, and that's not. This isn't to take away from the other events, but there's just not another one like Nashville. It's the best event in the league, and I think it proved once again this year why that is the case.
Absolutely. You know, in the first night, it was close to getting a win, but not enough. But Alan DeSouza and Cody Jesus had a pretty good weekend riding some bulls.
You know what? Those guys had just about as good a weekend as you could. They were both 3 for 3 on the weekend. Jesus with 2 game winners. They were both in Allen. You know, he started us off every night the right way with a qualified ride. So I was really proud of both of those guys. They both did really, really good. And then Austin Richardson got it going. You know, he tried his guts out the first night, come up short in game one, and then 2 and 3, he kept that same kind of effort going and come up big for us. And, yeah, we were able to go 2 and 1 at the old homestand.
Indeed. It was good to see you guys on Friday night, night one. Obviously not the right result y'all wanted, but it was cool to see all the behind the scenes and how you guys get prepared for your rides and stuff. It just, again, it goes back to just giving a better appreciation for the sport and the way you guys prepare.
Hey, we appreciate it, Nick. You know, it was really fun to have you guys there. You know, there's no substitute. We can talk about it. We can put it on TV. We can expose people to it that way, but there's just no substitute for being there, seeing it live, feeling the energy, feeling the, you know, kind of the raw power of those bulls, and then seeing the guts that those guys have.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we talked about Cody DeJesus a little bit ago and Alan DeSouza, both 3 for 3. But last week we talked about Austin Richardson, what can you do to kind of get over the hump. And this week, like you just talked about, had a really good ride. Just talk a little bit more about him if you can.
Yeah, Austin's a guy, he's a little guy that puts out a lot of effort all the time. And that's what you want. You want a guy that tries really hard because you have to in this sport. It's a hard sport, but you can't get in a clinch. You know, you can't get clamped down and get tight. And Austin has had some really tough matchups bull-wise, but he never stopped trying, you know, like he didn't start trying to just not lose. I can't mess this up. I don't want to lose again. I don't want to get beat again. I don't want to buck off again. He never took on that mentality. He kept the mentality of this is going to be a home run. You know, I'm going to connect on this one and it's leaving the park. And I think that's the way you got to approach this sport. It's way too difficult not to do it that way.
You know, I saw Caden Loud kind of hobbling around for the most part backstage. And just how do you think your team has produced while he's been out for the most part?
You know what? Pretty good. I mean, they beat some good teams this weekend and should have beat Arizona as well. You know, we had some little things not go our way in that one. But the boys, I've been really proud of the fact that through kind of some of the adversity, through the injuries, through some calls not going their ways, through some really tough draws on the bulls, they've just tightened their circle. You know, they haven't started looking outward for things to blame or finding easy answers. They've turned inward to each other and held each other accountable and just believed in each other. And I think you're going to see them start off on a pretty good stretch here.
And going into this upcoming weekend, the Gambler Days coming up in Austin, Texas. What else you got to do for – obviously, you get on the bull, you ride it, but what are you telling your guys going coming up this weekend for practice?
You know, we'll have a good week of practice. Some of the guys won't even ride this week. Some of the guys – some of them will just be getting treatment. They'll be in the training room getting treatment. Some of them will be getting on a few bulls, and we're just going to keep hammering the basic fundamentals. Like, we want those things to be so ingrained in what we do that we don't have to think about it when we're at the event. And, we're just going to keep doing what we do. The things that we know are true, the things that we know are right, that's what we're going to keep doing.
Love to hear that, Justin. Hey, thanks again, as always. If you want to get tickets for next year's Stampede Days, you know where to go, PBR.com or Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Justin, again, thanks for your time. Best of luck this upcoming weekend.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate you, buddy.